Hello and welcome to the Oddity Film Society podcast for December 6th, 2023. We are going to discuss coherence, but first we will introduce ourselves. I am Anderson.
I'm Ayla.
I'm Hannah.
I'm Linnea.
I'm Serena.
I'm Maddie.
And I'm Noreen.
Why did you do that thing with your arms?
Because I could.
Okay. Why didn't you, like, bow?
That's at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I should have curtsied.
I need to bring you a dress for the next one. So you can actually do it. So that you curtsy. They'll just have
to... Am I allowed to wear a dress, or that... would it be okay?
What?
I don't see why not. It's not like you're doing it, like, it's not like it's derogatory, is it?
I don't know. How short is the dress going to be? Am I going to show off a lot of, like, knee?
Oh yeah, scandalous knees.
I have
all
nice
those
knees.
All those ankles too. Like,
I don't think we've ever seen your knees.
No, I don't think I wear anything short. I'm a little self-conscious about my calves, but my knees.
We have a theory that you don't have human legs.
Okay.
That's why.
What kind of legs do I have?
We talked about horse legs, but
okay.
Like where it's, what's it called? Where it's like a half human, half horse.
Centaur.
Something like that. But yeah. We have theories.
Wouldn't I have more legs than just the two?
You could be special.
Okay. Special. Somebody chopped off my butt?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do I poop?
That deer thing from Prodigy. Oh my god, the deer thing from Prodigy.
I do have legs.
It's a sock.
Oh, scandal.
There's a
I don't know, I can't see.
Just to give you a taste. How is everybody's December?
Meh.
Lovely.
Not cold enough.
I would like snow.
Me too. Mm-hmm. I'd be happier if there was snow on the ground.
Here in Canada, in southern Canada, it's not cold yet. The temperature today is...
Not cold enough.
How cold would you like it? It's 1 degree.
I don't know. The one day it snowed, I crashed. So
right.
So now I'm like, I don't know if I want snow.
I think Ayla was supposed to be at our last podcast, but then she didn't because she smashed a car. She'd rather be in a car accident.
That was Guitar.
No,
oh,
yeah, that was
okay.
Guitar.
It was the movie. That
I survived.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it was the movie I missed because of it.
This movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's an
all
right excuse.
Would you like to tell us about your car accident?
Sure.
Yeah.
I can
How many people did you kill?
It was only three. No.
But they were babies, so they
they weren't really aware of it.
Are you sad that you killed your three children?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really.
But they were
am.
Yours.
Yeah.
So special.
No. Yeah. I.
You're the most popular pregnant student at school.
that year.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Every year of high school. I have three. Or did I have triplets?
I was thinking triplets.
Oh, triplets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was so surprised when they were girls. Because you're carrying high.
Yeah.
Which usually means a boy. Yeah.
That's crazy. Lots of. Yeah.
I remember when you had those people lined up that you were going to sell them to.
Yeah. And then I decided to keep them.
Yeah.
But now they're all dead.
Now you killed them.
Yeah.
Should have sold them.
They flew out of the car.
They're still in the ditch with the rest of your
stuff. Yeah, all my stuff's still in the ditch. I drove past it yesterday. I saw two of my CDs.
And you didn't go and get them?
Because I didn't have boots or anything. And it's like, there's like a bunch of water. And I also, like, couldn't get out of the ditch after I crashed. I kept sliding, trying to crawl up. So I'm like...
How big was the ditch?
It was kind of steep. Like, it's pretty steep. Like, I don't know. I wouldn't know how to get out. I don't know. Because, like, the guy who I hit had to help me get out of the ditch. So, yeah.
That was nice of him.
It was. Yeah, he was pretty nice, which was good. Because, like, it was... I mean, his car was not as bad as mine. But, like, it was kind of my fault. Even though I was, like, sliding, so there...
I don't think you could have helped it.
Yeah, there wasn't, like, much I could do, so... Yeah, and then my car flipped into the ditch, so...
How many rotations did you have?
I think just one.
Okay.
I can't, like, I don't really remember I don't remember getting out of my seat. So, like, there's, like, a few things about it I don't remember. But, yeah. I don't.
Was your car upside down?
It was. Yeah. When I was in the ditch. So that's why I'm like, it really bothers me that I don't remember getting out of my seat. Because, like, I would have been sitting upside down. And then, like, I don't know how I, like, managed to get onto, like, the roof of my car. Because then I had to, like, crawl out the window. So, yeah.
I think it's amazing that he didn't get hurt.
I know. Like, I'm completely fine. Like, I thought that at least I'd have, like, a little injury. Yeah. But, like, yeah.
Maybe you're, like, impervious to physical damage.
Maybe.
You should test that.
Yeah. We should. No, yeah.
I have a baseball bat.
Just whack me with it? Yeah. No, I was going pretty slow, so I think that's why. But my car was, like, pretty bad. Like, after. So, I don't know. My airbags didn't go off, though, which was good. I think. Because I think if they did go off, I would have struggled getting out more. Mm-hmm. And it probably would have injured me more than I got injured, so.
Are you getting a new car?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're looking at Beetles.
Oh, because
that's what my car was.
All right.
So, we're looking at the same, but we're struggling a bit to find one that's, like, somewhat affordable, so.
Cars be expensive.
Yeah. Yeah. But hopefully I can...
I have a truck that I can offer
you. No. This is my least. I mean, a car's a car, though, to be honest. I don't want to be, like, that picky. I love my car so much, though. That's what I'm most sad about.
Are you going to... Did your car have a name? It did,
Jarf.
Right? Okay. Is your next car going to be Jarf 2? Or is that...
I think I was going to name...
Insensitive.
The name is cursed.
Yeah, I was going to say French. Because it's Jarf backwards.
Okay.
But it just sounds weird. But... I don't know.
French?
Frage.
Frage. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I really like the name Jarf. Yeah, it could be.
I like Garf.
Garf?
Yeah.
Sounds like Garfield.
Yeah. Maybe I'll do that.
Do I actually have the letters right?
Well, it's J.
Oh, okay.
So, J-A-R-F.
Okay.
That's what I was like. But Garf is... It was named after this bug that was living on the door frame to my living room.
And then your dad killed it.
It was dead, yeah. Yeah.
Killed it again.
It was there for like 8 months, but that's why we're saying the name's cursed, because bug died and now my car's dead. So.
And they're both bugs.
And they're both, yeah. They're both bugs.
Does it have to have a bug name?
No, not necessarily. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess you have to meet the car first.
I do. Yeah. I have to get its vibe and everything. Okay. We'll have to see. Yeah. We'll wait till I get one and then. Me and my sister shared the car, so...
Oh, was she mad?
She wasn't mad, which was good, at least.
You said she wasn't mad, like she was mad.
No, she wasn't, which was good. I feel like I would have been kind of upset if it was, like, switched. But also, like, it was a pretty bad car crash, so, like, I feel like considering... And, like, it wasn't really my... It wasn't
she was responsible for the car when it got robbed, so you're even now.
Yeah, she... The car got robbed, so... Got broken into once, and it was her fault. And also, she backed into another car in it. But that didn't really, like, damage it that much.
It equals out.
Yeah, so true. Okay. Yeah. So, it's so sad. Jarf went through a lot.
Are you having a funeral?
I should. I only had her for, like, 3 months, too.
Or just, like, a memorial service for people to speak. A celebration of...
I kept a piece of it.
We should go to the scene of the crash.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stuff there still, so...
What did you...
Candlelit vigil.
It was, like, the... Here, wait. I don't have a photo of the piece I kept, but if I can find a photo...
How big is the piece?
It's pretty long.
Why wouldn't we take, like, a little piece?
It was, like, the side of my car. Wait. Not the side. It's, like, the bottom. There's, like... I can't find a photo. Wait.
You could have taken something practical, like a rearview mirror.
There wasn't a rearview mirror, though.
Maybe that's why you got into a car accident.
I mean, there wasn't at the scene of the crash.
Oh.
Here, wait. It's like the lining at like the bottom. Oh, wait. It kind of is like what's at the bottom of the door. Here, this is just a photo of like my car. part. Wait, my mom's in that. Kind of like the bottom, like the siding at the bottom.
Okay.
Is what I took.
Let me see that full picture.
This was my car.
Let me see.
After the.
Is this the one you sent in the group chat?
Yeah.
It doesn't look as bad as I thought it would be.
I thought it was pretty bad. Did you see it?
For being on its roof.
Well, there's more photos.
Hmm. Yeah, I think the other photos.
They had me in a neck
worse.
Brace. I took photos in the neck brace. Yeah.
Was that while you were on the ambulance or were you in the hospital?
No, I was in the hospital at that point. I had to ride in the ambulance. It all felt really dramatic because I was completely fine, but they put me in a wheelchair and wrapped me in a blanket and pushed me around, and I was like, I feel like I can walk right now, but
yeah. You should have like done like a live tweet.
I should have.
Of the whole thing.
Yeah. I wish I could see it on video. Like, that's what...
Did the guy have a dash cam?
No. It's really sad. But yeah, I'm a survivor.
Car crash survivor. You need to get like a t-shirt that says car crash survivor.
Yeah.
You should get a tattoo that says JERF. Yeah.
Maybe I'll get one. I'll just get a whole back piece.
Mm-hmm. Of the car?
Of the car, yeah.
It could be the car and then the actual like insect JERF driving the car.
Oh my god. I feel like that'd be a cool tattoo.
It would.
Like smaller.
A bug driving a
bug? Yeah. I would get that.
I think it'd be more fun if it was the bug car driving the insect.
Oh, that'd be cool too. I feel like that'd be harder to like draw though. Like, would it have arms, the car? Like, how do you draw a car driving?
Well, its tires would be like its arms.
Oh, so true.
What'd you lose?
The gem on this ring. Oh.
Is that it over there? What color is it?
Mm.
I think it went towards Anderson.
It's a crystal, so.
Oh, I see.
Oh, do you?
This.
Is that it? Oh, that's probably it.
Is that it?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'll just glue it back in there.
It looked like a bubble.
I think it just fits back in there?
Probably not.
Can you close the curtain because this is in the eyes? It is kind of.
Okay, so anyways, how was everybody else's December?
All right.
Okay. Except for English class.
English is fun.
Yeah, your teacher's a jerk, though.
No.
He's really good looking.
You paused on that.
No. You hesitated.
There's a big hesitation.
No. Are you looking forward to the holidays?
Yes.
It's coming too fast.
Too much time.
I know, I'm stressed. I don't like it.
How's your guitaring coming?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I only have like half hour lessons every week, so it's not like, and then like I missed, I've done like three now, or maybe.
Did you get a new teacher?
No, I have the same one. So different it's always on Monday, but like at 4, so I can, but
we can maybe change podcast days.
Yeah. If it doesn't work for everyone though, we don't have to, because I can make it for like an hour and a half of it still.
Are you working on songs, or is it just like notes and theory and scales?
No, we're working on songs because like I've already gone over, like we're doing a bit with like notes and we're gonna go more into it, but like I learned a lot of that in guitar class here, so it's more just like so far we've just been going over songs.
What songs?
Dancing Barefoot by Patti Smith. I'm doing Orange Juice by Noah Kahan right now. There's another one, and I forget the name of it.
Do you get to pick them, or?
I picked the one.
Okay.
I picked Orange Juice, but then he picked the other ones. So we're doing a few, like, I choose some, and then he chooses some.
Is he gonna help you write music?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I haven't brought that up, so. But yeah, my song for university is due in, like, February, so.
Did you apply yesterday?
No, I'm gonna do it tonight. I didn't really have time yesterday, so.
I might have a drum machine that you could use.
That might be helpful. I've been using GarageBand. I've been going in there and doing stuff and like starting some stuff there, but no one gets to hear any of it.
No?
Ever.
If you're not proud of it.
No one gets to hear. No, I am, but then I'm just like, I don't want anyone to hear it. I like, cause I think it's good, but then I'm like, the second I play it to someone, and then if they don't like it, then I'm just gonna be.
But no one's gonna tell you it sucks.
But I want honest opinions. So if it does suck, I want someone to tell me that, because it'll dictate whether or not I get into university.
But that's not going to happen unless you play it for people.
I know. So, yeah.
I'm not afraid of hurting your feelings.
But then I'll be sad if it's bad.
Okay.
And then it's like...
But then also I'm old, so you don't have to pay attention to what... What?
I'm sorry. You said it.
And you agreed.
No.
Now I really want to listen to your music.
No.
If it's anything like your English work, it's going to be awful.
Oh, God. I'm sorry.
I think we're going to keep podcasts on Mondays.
No.
You're dead to me, Ayla.
I'm so sorry.
So, okay. I think I should mention this now. I think that maybe we will not do a movie on the last week. Last week is really kind of busy.
Mm-hmm.
And we go right up to the end. So, I am open to ideas for movies to watch before the holiday.
Krampus.
Krampus? Shining? Krampus and the Shining?
Double feature.
There's also Die Hard.
No.
What?
Okay.
I've never seen it.
I actually haven't it, either.
So. Why are you disagreeing?
I just don't
want to
watch it. I feel like it's action. It's action,
it is
right?
Action.
Yeah.
Yeah. So are we going for wintry, Christmassy?
I feel like we should.
Yeah.
Okay.
We should watch Adventurous Adventures of One Direction Christmas Edition.
I'd rather not. I think.
It's an hour and a half. It's basically like movie length. It's really good. Multi-like media.
Mm-hmm.
There's some live action.
We need
stuff.
To be more diverse in our movie.
Exactly.
Watching.
This, it's all done by one guy. He animated a whole thing and does all the voices.
Don't you
crazy.
Want to support small creators?
We did this
last week. It's art.
It's a
art.
Smaller creator, though.
Noreen, did we watch The Thing?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it grade 11 or grade 12? But we did do it.
Okay. Alright. I think that's my go-to cold movie. Another good winter movies.
Violent Night.
Oh, we should watch
it. It's
Violent
not that
Night.
Good.
It's so
it
good.
It is so good.
It's fine. Snowpiercer.
We
watched
that
already.
When did you watch that? Like,
I don't think you were.
Ago?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Before my film club era.
Yeah. Okay. We can do Krampus and we can do The Shining.
I have the movie at home, like Krampus. I can bring it in if you
cool.
don't have it.
I think I have it here too.
Okay.
But I'll have to check. I think. Should Krampus be our last one? Because it's the most Christmassy. Do The Shining next week.
I think we should do a potluck on our last
we
one.
We should.
Okay. We can do that. That's a good idea. What do we want to do? Or we could just order food.
We could.
From where?
McDonald's delivers.
Oh, they do. I feel like they're expensive, though. We're all getting McDonald's.
We could order Thai food.
Oh, we could. Thai food's good. It'd have to be something everyone likes.
I don't think I'm a Thai food person.
No?
Never
of course you're
Thai.
Not.
I'm very...
What? Thai food's so good.
I'm like a picky, non-picky eater. I eat a lot of things.
We could
whim.
Order from For Real.
That's so true. I feel like I haven't been there.
Oh.
Oh, wait. I have one point in time. Like, years ago. Could use my employee discount on one meal if we go McDonald's route.
I would rather not do McDonald's.
Wait,
so true. I eat too much of it, and I don't.
We could do like a mix where like we
no.
order like food, but then we bring like dessert,
yeah.
kind
yeah,
of like
treats.
Mm-hmm. Pizza's boring.
Yeah.
We could do Chinese food. What's close?
Lin's.
Other than Chinese food, what could we order that's
food is around us. Other than pizza and McDonald's and Subway.
Yeah, Wendy's.
Wendy's.
Mostly just like fast food.
I could bring meatballs.
So like big meatballs or little ones?
Little ones. Little meatballs.
Those are the best.
And a yummy sauce.
Yeah.
Or those
are
really good. What else can I do? I don't know.
If we do another class potluck, you should make your donuts again.
The donuts? I feel like I need to redeem myself for the cinnamon buns that I
screwed up. They were still good.
They were fine. They weren't pillowy. They need to be pillowy.
I thought they were pretty good, but then Michelle knocked it onto the floor halfway through eating it, so.
Michelle.
Never trust that person.
I know. For real.
Okay, so we'll do a potluck for our last one. And so think about what you're going to bring. Most people want to bring, like, sweet stuff.
Mm.
Savory stuff's cool, too.
I feel like it's, like, easier to bring sweet stuff because it's, like, there's more options for, like...
It's easy
like
to transport.
Like, if it's not, like, a meal. Yeah. Because, like... Yeah.
Easy transportation.
Because
the cookies are, like, way easier to transport than chili.
I see it.
Settle down.
Okay. Hi.
Watching, dropping everything.
We
today.
Already did the watching. We are doing the talking right now.
Okay.
We watched Coherence. Yeah.
I am not coherent about Coherence.
Okay.
So
okay.
Don't forget.
Pictures
for yearbook. Okay. My monthly yearbook club.
We did take pictures that we could send before.
Even if you need to get them to Maddie, because she's on your book and she can get them to us.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Fantastic. 500.
Okay. Do you want to talk about the movie?
I guess.
You guess. Okay. I can't find my cursor. There it is. Okay. According to the Internet Movie Database, Coherence is a movie written and directed by James Ward Byerkit.
Sounds right.
And Alex Monagian. And it is described as, strange things begin to happen when a group of friends gather for a dinner party on an evening when a comet is passing overhead. And it stars some people like Emily Baldoni and Mari Stirring and Nicholas Brendon and Elizabeth Grayson and a bunch of people that I have never seen before. Only one person looked familiar to me, and it's Nicholas Brendon.
I think two of the guys look like Matthew Perry to me
From far,
you
squint,
yeah.
Kinda. Okay. All right. What'd you guys think of Coherence?
I really liked it.
You really liked it?
It was a good time.
Okay. All right.
It was very complicated, but like, you could barely follow. you could barely follow along, but it was really good.
Mm-hmm. I liked it.
Okay.
It was really open ended, but that was cool because you could kind of guess what was going on afterwards.
Noreen.
I don't know, I liked it because, like, it was predictable at some parts, but then other parts, it's just like, oh, I think this is going to happen, and then it's like, that's not what happened at all, and I just, like, it kept me on my toes, and I really like that fact, so I like the movie. It was good.
I think I'll be really good on a rewatch.
To try to follow...
Yeah, follow along.
Take notes.
Yeah.
You have just pen and paper
to
write down.
Just, like, annotating.
Yeah.
I think the premise of the movie is... not that confusing, but then when you get bogged down in, like, what happens...
Near the end is where, I just lost track.
Yeah. How would you describe what happens?
A mix between the butterfly theory and multiverse stuff, just...
So this comet somehow impacts the Earth so that it becomes, like, a cross-section of... possible universes. So these people are stuck in a house. This comet goes by. Anytime they leave the house and they pass through an area, they leave the world that they...
It's like a roulette wheel.
Were. Yeah, well, that's what,
like
that's what they kind of...
Yeah.
And so...
It's like a portal. Yeah, it's like a portal.
And then they end up in a different reality.
It's like, I don't know how I kind of like think of it. It's like you enter one Minecraft realm, you go through a portal, you go into a different Minecraft realm that's like a copy of your Minecraft realm,
mm-hmm.
but with like different versions of you. So I just kind of like thought of it.
Okay. Do you think that everybody on Earth experiences this, or do you think it's just this one house?
I'm not sure. That's what I was like trying to like think.
Yeah, that's
it's
the confusing part.
It wasn't contained to like a whole neighborhood. It was literally just one house.
Yes, but is every house experiencing this?
It looks like the neighborhood's abandoned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like no cars.
That's the weird part.
No light.
His brother did tell him though, like, don't go outside. Did everyone else get the memo of don't go outside?
Only two
of
them didn't go outside.
Yeah, but, like, I mean, like, the other neighbors, like, did they just not go outside to see what's happening?
I would imagine...
Well, they never, like, cared.
They wouldn't know, right? All they would know is that there's this comet. This guy only knows
Hello.
Not to go outside. Hello!
I'm Mr. Anderson. Your plant is down at the office.
Oh, thank you!
You're welcome.
I would imagine that other people, like, they don't have those connections to... His brother was up.
System.
Yeah. And so, like, most people wouldn't know this. Most people would just think that it was a comet going by.
Yeah, so they wouldn't care.
Mm-hmm. But I think that the movie isolates this one group so that they can't get to any other houses, right? And so when they think they're approaching another house, it's actually the house that they just left.
Yeah, and it's not like they... It's almost like the dark spot, which they call, like, the roulette wheel.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's almost like it's like a mirror. Because it's mirroring the own house.
Because mm-hmm.
it's like, oh, it's down the block. There's only one house with the light on. They're the only house with the lights on. So it's like almost like a mirror.
Not really mirroring, but like you can see through it.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. You can see, yeah, see through it. Like you have your nether portal. You look through and you can see the nether while you're in the overworld.
So what do you think? Does every household have the same sort of thing? What would happen in an apartment building?
Would everyone be affected, or would they just do, like, certain apartments affected?
Or would nobody be affected?
Would it be the whole building?
I feel like it probably would just be the whole building.
Yeah, it would probably
So if you leave your building, you would see another building?
Yeah, you'd see another
Or
building.
Would it be, like, an apartment? You leave your apartment,
and
you look
see another
across
apartment building that just has one light on?
Not another apartment building, but you'd open your door into the hallway, and you
oh,
would see another door.
Hallway, yeah.
And then when you would walk across the hallway to go into that other apartment, you'd be entering to your apartment again.
They'd have to change the apartment numbers, though. Because you would see that's your apartment number.
And, yeah, but...
In other multiverses, they would have different numbers, because there's, like, slight changes in
maybe
different multiverses.
And then there might be, like, you might look across the hallway, and instead of seeing, like, a number on your door, you might see a letter. So
yeah.
It might be apartment C. Instead
of the color thing again.
Oh yeah, like
color.
The colors,
yeah.
They all chose a different box of glow sticks. So they chose a different apartment.
Why did they bring out the glow sticks to begin with? Was it just because
the
it was getting
was
dark?
Out.
Okay.
Yeah, I think they're just like, yeah, let's have some fun. We've got some glow sticks. Haven't opened these since like 1980s.
Yeah, just three boxes of glow sticks.
Yeah.
Like
who
Costco
just
size.
Yeah, who has three Costco-sized glow stick boxes?
Maybe he was a raver when he was younger.
Maybe.
He used to do Molly, and he used to dance like he just didn't care.
So it sounds like something you'd, like, one of your BitLife characters would do.
Yeah.
So it starts out where they... They leave the house just to see kind of like what's going on.
Yeah.
But then they start to feel like these other thems might become hostile.
Yeah, because both of them saw each other in the roulette wheel, like the blues and the reds.
Mm-hmm.
And then they like kind of both ran away.
Maybe they got like mixed up.
And then they got mixed up. some.
But they didn't know it got like spit out into a different place.
So if you go into the dark area with somebody else, do you both come out into different
places? I think they separate you, but like, so you got person. What were the characters' names?
Okay, so there was M.
M.
There was Kevin.
All right, let's say M and Kevin. So M and Kevin go into the roulette wheel. M leaves with Kevin 3, and Kevin leaves with M 2. The first pair go into universe 10. The second pair goes into universe 132. They all get mixed up and dispersed into alternate universes with someone completely different. But it's still them, technically, but it's a different version of them.
Okay, so it's like cards being folded in with each other.
Yeah.
So you'd have like, you have like multiple kings in a deck and multiple queens in a deck.
Yeah.
But then the suits would change.
Yeah,
and the suits would be
so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is it possible if two people go into the dark area that you might come out alone?
Would they?
I don't know.
Because like, what's the guarantee that the same two people are going at the same time?
Because every single universe is going into that, so they have to disperse them somehow. Will one come out with like 3 M's and 2 Kevins?
Or is there some sort of balance?
If you go back to the whole thing about how, like, two versions of the same person can't exist in one place.
Oh, yeah, two versions of the same person can't exist in one place because M at the end, like, tried to, like, kill her other self.
The other one disappeared somehow.
Right? Yeah, because
yeah,
it just disappeared.
Teleported.
Yeah.
Well, I think at the end of the night, everything is supposed to kind of, like, work out, right? So, like, I think you could have two versions of the same, or you could have multiple versions of the same person in one universe, but then at the end of the night things would have to work out.
Yeah.
I think.
Unless you somehow screwed up and you just disappear. Because what would happen when they try to like resolve it? Like, oh yeah, everything's figured out, but the comet went over. There's two M's.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
one
where would
M
the one go?
Just gets like pooped back
just
into one that doesn't have an M in it.
Maybe, yeah. Just like throw her back in the roulette wheel until she gets in the universe that doesn't have her.
Because there's two mics at one time as well, right? When Mike starts punching Mike in the face.
Mm. Oh, yeah,
well,
Mike
and there
fought
was two
Mike.
Tied up, too.
Yeah.
One
yeah.
At the end.
Yeah.
There was some tied up.
Okay. I get a little lost when they start doing, like, the mathematical stuff.
Yeah,
when
they started doing, like, oh, this one had a ping pong paddle, but this person had rolled this at this time, and this, I don't know, it just got confusing.
Yeah, but I think those are just little details that, I think they're in there to confuse you, but
yeah.
I don't think you really need to follow that. All they know is it's like, okay, so chances are this is not the person that we started out with.
Yeah,
it,
they just somehow figure out that that's not the original person from this original universe.
Because
mm-hmm. when they started discussing it, the two greens in the house, like the two girls, they never left that house in that universe. So that's their original universe, but every single person was from different universes.
Mm-hmm.
Other than
but
the
they
two
might
girls.
Not ever know because the, like it's the differences between the universes are so small.
Yeah. Because, like, the one box had a ping pong paddle, the other one had
an oven mitt.
Yeah, an oven mitt. Yeah. They just slight changes, but you can decipher the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because Mike and Mike both had the same secret.
Yes.
They fought each other for some reason.
Well, I think the one. So, the universe that we start with Mike, he's a recovering alcoholic.
Yes.
And he's concerned that a Mike in another universe might not
be
a recovering...
Car.
Yeah, and so he knows that he before was
yeah.
violent, possibly, when he drank. His wife mentions that she doesn't like him when he drinks.
Yeah.
And so, like, he knows what he's capable of
and
as
then,
a drunk.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure his drunken Mike fought sober Mike.
Well, I think they were probably both drunk at that point, because the Mike
yeah.
that we meet, like, starts drinking, too.
Yeah.
Or is that the same Mike?
Is that the same Mike? No, because he left.
Yeah. Okay,
he
so he comes back. So maybe the Mike that comes back isn't...
Yeah, because the Mike that came back had two glow sticks, the original Mike, wasn't it? He came back with a green and a blue.
I'm just looking at her. She looks very interested.
Okay, so this... multiple universe reality kind of theory. What do you think the movie's trying to say? Other than being like a mind kind of bendy movie.
Butterfly effect.
Is it trying to make a statement? Like, is it just like a movie about multiple realities? Or is it trying to say something about our place in the universe?
Was there much of a message, or was it just
if you think hard enough about anything like that, you can find some sort of way to twist it.
Yeah, okay. English class does that.
I'm just wondering if there's a point to it, or if it's just like mind screw.
No, I'm trying to think. It's like, is there any message?
I don't think so.
Maddie's good at that. What do you think, Maddie?
I don't know. What I'm like thinking is like maybe it's like you don't know like who you really are. Cause like in like the other universe, it's like, oh, I wouldn't ever like hurt anyone, but I don't know if my other self will hurt somebody. Like, I don't want to hurt anyone, but will my like double like hurt like somebody? Like, you don't know.
Yeah.
Really know what you're capable of.
Even though the double is you.
Yeah.
And I guess it opens up the possibility that if one small little thing were altered in your life, how big of a consequence that might that have on you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, like the butterfly later. Effect.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What did you think about the performances?
I thought it was good.
Yeah. I think for the most part, they didn't act like actors. They acted like people. Mm-hmm. It felt like watching real people.
Yeah.
Like it felt almost like watching non-actors, or mm-hmm. it felt like if somebody had set up a camera to just record people doing like normal things and having normal conversations.
I like how like the filming was. It reminds me of like Modern Family. It like films as if it's another person.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like stationary set.
Yeah, the cameras were very fluid. They moved around the rooms.
Yeah, and they're like shaky as if someone was like recording.
So it's got that documentary kind of feeling.
Yeah, it kind of reminded me as a documentary.
Yeah. The cuts were weird.
Yeah, some of the cuts didn't make
Wouldn't
sense.
Wouldn't like, just like go to black once in a while?
Often.
Yeah.
Almost like a television show.
Yeah.
Almost like commercial break.
Yeah.
And then it would go to something totally different.
Yeah.
Like off topic.
To be like,
are we switching universes like during that?
Oh, that's interesting.
Like going to like another.
I never thought of that.
Group?
Are they switching universes?
Maybe.
That would be neat.
Mm-hmm. There's another thing, like on a rewatch, it would be mm-hmm. to see if like their behavior changes.
But yeah, the cuts were very abrupt,
mm-hmm.
and also like a fade to black sort of thing. So it wasn't just like a cut to a different scene. It was
in the
middle. Quick fade to black, sometimes mid sentence.
Yeah.
Mid-conversation, which I really like that. Yeah. I really liked, and sometimes there would be an interesting sort of, like, match to where they'd be going to. So there'd be this conversation that would be cut, and then you'd go to sort of like a... it'd be almost ironic, or, like, it'd be, like, on point when you would come to this new sort of place. But the fade to black felt weird to me. I'm not sure why it wouldn't have just been like a cut where they felt the need to fade to black. And so maybe it'd be like a jump
into
a
different... Yeah, like it's drawing attention to it, of like trying to make you find a reason for it.
Apparently so this was made on a super low budget. I think they made it for $50,000, which is not very much. It was done over 5 days. It was done chronologically as well. So on the first night, they did the first bit of the story, and then the second and the third. Most movies aren't done like that because they have to take advantage of locations when they have locations. But this was all done in one house over the course of 5 nights. Apparently, the filmmaker, the writer and the director, he wanted to do it at his house, but his wife was like 8.5 months pregnant. And she's like, "You can do it, but I'm only giving you 5 days to do it." And so they had to do it in this really tight time frame. And then each actor, they weren't given lines. They were given, like, a paragraph.
Mm.
So, like, on this night, this is what you have to do.
So it's all, like, almost
method.
Like a...
Method, improv. And so, like, one of them was, like, your goal is to get out of the house tonight. And so, like, that was it. And so, like, all of their lines were, like, pretty much generated by them.
I think that would, like, contribute to, like, it feeling like real people, because they don't know that, like, what the script is.
Yeah,
right.
They
like,
don't
they're
know
not
character.
And then, and they don't know what other people are going to say, right? Mm-hmm. So you're saying something, and other people are coming up with a response to give. The Blair Witch Project was developed kind of like this, too. And I think the acting seemed really natural in that movie, too. Which I think is, I don't know, can you even call it, like, is this movie written, then?
Wouldn't it be, like written by the actors?
The cast?
Yeah.
But, like, if you look at it, there's writers. The director is a writer. Like, it's his premise.
But they wrote the idea.
Yeah,
and
like the main.
Take it to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the main plot points.
I think that's kind of neat. I also think that it probably creates a really challenging way to put a scene together. I wonder what the cuts would have been like as well. Like, would the if the director didn't like the way that the direction that a scene was going, would he stop it, and would they have to like go back to the beginning and do it again? Like, that's a risk that would happen if you're not telling people what you want them to do exactly.
Yeah. I feel like it would take a lot longer than 5 days when there's like not a script.
Maybe
to, like,
just like
go
send
by.
It and didn't care. It's like whatever you said, it's gonna go in.
Yeah.
I was looking to see if the director was one of the actors, but it doesn't look like he was. But it's an interesting way to make a movie, and I think you'd have to. One of the nice things about it, probably, as an actor, I think that the actor would probably feel like they're being given freedom to do what they would like and respond. So they get an idea of what this character is like. They get an idea of what they should be doing and what they should be saying. But then they get to sort of like piece it together themselves. I wonder if actors would like that, or if they would prefer to.
I think it would depend on the person. Mm-hmm. If they're like more creative or would rather just have a script.
If there's something I didn't like about it, I didn't like that line. I think I think the character was Hugh, that had the brother that was the physicist, and I didn't like the physics textbook.
Mm.
I thought that was a little silly. Like, what are the chances are? And then like he's got this physics brother who's like, if you notice anything strange. I don't know.
It felt a little
silly to me.
He planned it.
He brought the comet in. Oh, and like, and when they had that conversation before the comet arrived, where they're talking about like other times that comets came by, and there's this woman who wanted to kill her husband, but
yeah, like, where'd that come from?
That a lot of that seemed a little too coincidental, a little clunky, maybe.
And it was like that same day where he was like, oh, today I was searching it and I found all this stuff. It's like really odd.
I guess I could believe somebody that might throw them into something. Like, when, like there are people that when something happens, all of a sudden they're like, ooh, I'm going to do a lot of research.
Yeah.
And there are people that are like that.
Mm-hmm. It's just the fact that it was like the day of that they had the perfect amount of information.
They could have also had prior information that they just like dug up from their brain.
I wonder if it would have worked better if the comet was a reason for them to have this dinner party.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like, has anybody seen Bodies, Bodies, Bodies?
Yeah.
Kind of like how they have this like hurricane party.
Yeah.
Like there's a hurricane that's going to hit, so they have a party for this hurricane.
I feel like that would make more sense for them like knowing about the comet and like what's happened in the past. I feel like it would make more sense.
And so it could be, like, people that, like, at least one person there would have maybe an interest in space.
Yeah.
And then they invite friends over, and it's like, and part of this is we'll watch the comet. Just like, if there's, like, a meteor shower, people get together and they make a, that might have worked better.
Mm-hmm.
And then a reason for the guy's physicist brother to have more of a presence where it's just like, your brother's a physicist, what do you have to say about this?
Or,
okay.
Wasn't the whole reason they left the house was to call the brother?
Yes.
Yeah.
And they never ended up doing that.
Yeah, what would happen if they did successfully call the brother?
Well, I mean,
they
tried to. Wouldn't have been his actual brother, though, because they would have been in a different place by the time they left.
Oh, and the reason why they go to that house is it's the only house they can see that has lights on.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh, yeah, that's so weird. So their original house, like, the originals, their power isn't on. But then the other universe, the power is on.
It's not a reflection. You can see through it. Into
yeah, it's not a reflection. It's you see through, yeah.
But
and
then when
there
they
are,
leave, their power turns on.
Yeah.
I think there's something weird about time as well, because we get to a different reality where it seems like they're earlier in the night.
Yeah, because when they go through the thing and they bring back the box,
mm-hmm.
the original house hasn't done that yet. And then near the end, they do it. It's like they're, like, 5 hours behind.
Or they could be doing things in different order, right?
Yeah.
Like I would imagine there might be a reality where they don't leave the house or anything. They just
there
sort
is.
Of, like,
the,
they
the
just
the
sit there and stay.
Goes to, which
oh, yeah, like, the last house.
Yeah.
Where this story ends, they're like, oh yeah, we just looked outside, let's go back in. And they all just hung out.
Yeah, like, they didn't even know about it.
Yeah, maybe his brother wasn't a theoretical physicist, so they would never know.
Yeah, maybe, yeah. That could be, or from that world, he maybe is a physicist, but he just doesn't tell him to, yeah.
Yeah.
I do think it's a really fun movie that shows what can be done if people just want to tell a story, but they have no money.
Yeah.
So we can't do special effects, and we don't have access to A-list actors, and it's just this idea that I've been, like, kicking around in my head, and I don't have a script, but, like, this is what you're gonna do, and this is what you're gonna do, and it's like, we've got a camera, let's do it.
We've got 5 days.
So it is really fun, and Gesundheit.
Thank you.
And stories like this and movies that were made before computer-generated graphics and effects, I think it's fun because there are these limitations that people have, and then they have to figure out ways around it. And so they didn't have the opportunity to show, like, really big special effects, so they couldn't show this big portal thing where people
mm-hmm.
walk through and it's like, whoa, weird stuff is going on.
Yeah, it's darker here, I wonder why.
I think it makes it better that it's not, like,
obvious.
Yeah.
Because that kind of stops someone from figuring it out at first.
Yeah.
And those limitations mean that I think the storytelling has to be more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But today, if you have a decent budget, you can do anything, which means that a lot of times you don't end up with something as interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like, how do we fill the time? We can't show this, and we can't show this, and we can't do this, but we can do these things. And so you end up with, I think, more ingenuity and more kind of practical things. And I like this kind of small little kind of thing that's like, it's fueled by passion. They're not going to make a movie that's going to make a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
They just want to make a movie, and I think that's really, really cute. I wonder if they were friends. I want to think that they were friends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That'd make it hard to act.
maybe easier, depending. I don't know.
Because you'd already have, like, chemistry with the people.
And you'd get, like, I would imagine you could just say, like, kind of be yourself, but
yeah.
These are the things that you think are important to
mm-hmm.
to try to achieve. And so a lot of stuff was kind of, like, not planned. So, like, that scene where, like, the banging happens on the door, like, they didn't know that was going to happen.
Yeah.
And fun little things like that, which I think is cute. Anything else? Got nothing, Ayla?
What? Oh, I have so much to say. I've just been holding it all back.
Okay. Does it sound like something you'd like to watch?
It does. I will
yeah.
watch it. I feel like after hearing this, I need to. I feel left out. It's so sad.
It has a neat vibe, too.
Mm-hmm.
There's no... I didn't or I don't recall a score. It's kind of quiet.
It's very warm, like just like in the visuals, very like yellow.
Mm-hmm. And it feels kind of cozy.
Yeah.
Like this kind of like dinner party that people are having. And it feels a little claustrophobic, but it does feel, just have like a warm kind of slow feel to it, but it's kind of confusing. It's a little creepy. It has a neat sort of atmosphere about it. Mm-hmm. Okay. How, Noreen, you haven't said very much.
Yep.
Are you going to read us your review?
I can say that much, so do you want me to?
Okay. I don't know if you want to.
Okay, I'll pull it up.
Okay. How are you guys going to score it?
I give it 5 stars.
5? That's high praise?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What did you like so much about it?
I don't know. It just, like, made me feel good. It was cozy.
Okay.
I'll give it a 4-star.
Okay. Any reason why?
I feel like if they made it less complicated with the math, because that's when it really got, like, whoa for me. But, like, if they didn't have that, it would definitely be 5-star.
Okay.
4.5.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I just like the whole idea.
Anna?
I think 4.5, too.
4.5? Okay. I think I'm a 4. I like it. More than anything, it feels comforting. It's one of those mind-screwy movies that, I don't know, makes me feel like I'm watching a dream
mm-hmm.
or something. Like, it's just
yeah,
sort of like... I would have liked a tighter script, I think, a little bit. And I think it gets to a point where I'm not really sure I get the motivation of the characters. I feel like they get thrown into positions just for the sake of advancing the plot, even though I don't think that there's really much of a plot.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, we need you to leave the house, so you're going to leave the house. And it's like, okay. I'm not sure I really get the whole box thing and the pictures and the numbers but I don't think that that kind of plot stuff doesn't bother me too much. I like the acting, that it feels pretty natural and low key, and I think the premise is pretty fun.
What did Rotten Tomatoes give it?
89?
I was, yeah. So its score is pretty high pretty much anywhere. It's a 7.2 on the Internet Movie Database, and I think anytime you get out of the sixes in IMDb, you're doing pretty good. It means people like it quite a bit. And then Rotten Tomatoes, 89 according to the critics, and then 81 for the audience score.
I like Letterboxd, it has a 3.8.
Okay. The consensus for Rotten Tomatoes is a case study in less is more filmmaking. Coherence serves as a compelling low-budget calling card for a debuting writer-director. I think it was a movie that just kind of came out and people were surprised by it. It's like, it's got no budget, here you go, and it's like...
Kind of reminded me of like a YouTube video.
Hmm?
Like, as if like a YouTuber was trying to make a movie. And just post it on YouTube.
And
yeah.
I think if you had a little bit of time and you had some friends, I think anybody could do something similar to this.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't like it was like a high quality camera either. It was just like a regular camera.
Well, when this was made, it was early 2000s?
2013.
I would imagine the camera you have in your phone is superior to the camera that you used for this.
We should make a movie.
We can. We talked about it before. I want to make a zombie movie. Or we could just do some shorts.
I think we should do it.
We should do the shorts.
What should we do?
Collage of shorts.
I think zombie movie would be fun.
So the issue with doing something larger is we need a script.
Yeah.
And that takes a while.
ChatGPT.
We could.
Should, I feel like that'd be funny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Should I put one in?
Movie?
Okay. Or, like, I think a haunted school movie would be kind of
fun. Oh, that would be so cool.
And there could be, like, possession, so it could be, like, possessed zombies.
It gets trapped in. like stairwell.
Yeah, like a Japanese.
That'd be neat.
And like stairwell A, like the biggest one.
Or a horror short about the elevator.
Oh, I've never been in. It looks like the back rooms.
It does.
Like, I've never been in there. It looks like the back rooms. It's scary.
You should be in it. It's creepy.
I've
like,
never been in
Shakes
it.
While going
it's going. That elevator is terrifying.
Should we like make sure you
the elevator short?
It is really
should we put
terrifying
names, like,
in there.
In the script, have like Ayla, Anderson, Noreen.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Because it can do that.
Me
like,
and Maddie had to write songs about each other.
Yeah.
It's really great.
I had to come
yeah.
up with pickup lines for me.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. If I meet somebody in a bookstore.
Like basis, almost like coherence, and then we kind of like improvise a bit too. Like
we
do something
could,
like coherence.
We could rip off this movie and have it so that if we use the elevator, people go into the elevator and they step off and they end up in a slightly different.
Just kind of like the apartment situation that we were talking about, but like different classrooms.
I don't.
That'd be so cool, Nick.
Or even like a little short. I like the idea of doing a like an endless hallway sort of thing where somebody like they could be in class, they ask to go to the bathroom and they get into the hall, but then like they can't get out of the hallway. Like they walk down the hallway and they think they're going like somewhere else. They think they're going down the stairs, but then they end up like going down the stairs and they get into the hallway, but they end up where they started.
Oh, like Mario 64, when you keep going up the stairs, mm-hmm. the first
yeah.
Bowser, but you haven't got all the stars.
So, I don't know. We could do something. I think something small first is maybe.
Yeah, like
I
a
just
short.
Wrote about a haunted story. Don't put a name to
I will share the script that we have so far, and you can see what you think. Okay, Noreen, what'd you say?
Because the M and I think it was, who was her boyfriend or whatever, they were talking and they were like, I don't know what's going on, but I guess he's like on a business trip or something like that, I don't know, but then she's like, she's nervous about going and all that stuff, and she's like, she's not saying yes, but she's not saying no, and the guy just goes, if you don't say yes, it becomes a no, and I thought that line really stuck out to me. Because I feel like that is a really good point for teaching consent. Because if whoever you're trying to, like, whether it be kissing or you're trying to go further than that, if they don't say yes, it should be a no and you should just stop. And I feel like nobody actually takes it seriously. Because a lot of people still spout, like, this whole no means no thing when... In that case, it's kind of saying, if they don't say no, then you don't have to listen because they're not saying no, so they don't mean no, so it doesn't matter. When in reality, we should start saying the whole yes means yes, so anything that's not yes is no. So I just thought that line really stuck out to me. And then the whole, like, note thing, when it was like he wrote the note or whatever, and then it appeared, like, on the door or whatever, I called it, so I wrote that there. And then there was one song that was playing when M was walking, I think, through, like, just the neighborhood, I guess, of all the, like, different houses with all the different universes of them, I guess, in it. And it sounded like a new number two song, which, if you don't know, the new number two is basically just George Harrison's son, Donnie Harrison. He also makes music. And so then I just said, Slade ate left no crumbs. Because I really enjoyed this movie. So, yeah, that's it.
Okay. Awesome. I am surprised this little movie seems to be one that people like the most so far.
It's mind-bending.
Yes.
Okay. Maybe we can find some more mind-bending movies. Okay. News items? Researching right now?
Yeah.
We need to assign jobs and roles.
Oh.
Like somebody to make quizzes for us.
Apparently.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Apparently all the Pixar movies that were released during the pandemic are going to be in theaters.
Oh.
So like Luca, Turning Red, and Soul.
Soul was so good.
I want to go see Luca. Luca was my favorite. I haven't watched Soul.
Soul's
like
good.
I'll watch it. Shit.
What's the one about the demon... Brothers. Like two
a Pixar one?
I think so.
Super Mario Bros.
Demon Brothers?
I think they were Demon Brothers and
Onward?
There's something about their dad.
Yes.
Onward?
Onward, yeah.
Okay.
They're like
aren't they?
Tall Smurfs.
Okay.
Smurf. I haven't watched that one.
Was that Pixar?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Elf Smurfs.
Yeah, they're Elf Smurfs. They're blue.
They're Smurfs with a growth spurt.
Yeah, the Smurfs got a growth spurt.
Are they demons?
No.
No? What are they? Elves?
Yeah. Mythical creatures.
Okay.
I think.
Elongated Smurfs.
And there's a manticore.
A what?
A manticore.
Yeah, their mom's dating them.
Did that come out during Centaur. COVID? I remember watching that during COVID.
I think it came out in 2019.
Okay. I'd see that in the theaters. I liked it.
That was a good movie.
Good.
I watched it like 6 times.
Okay.
Is it
Centaur? Luke is not very good though.
It's a dog.
Never
it gives
seen
it more.
No,
it's no.
No, Luke is fine. It's. I think we've talked about this ad nauseum.
Yeah.
It's the title. It's
a horrible
title.
Yeah. I can agree with that. I think the movie's all right though. I think it's cute. I don't know, it's just cute.
I don't think it's a see in the theater.
I want to see it in theaters.
Okay.
I'll go if it's in theaters. But, I don't know. It's my favorite out of the three. Out of those three, at least.
What did you think of Turning Red? Have you seen it?
I have not.
It's Canadian representation.
Okay.
You gotta watch it.
All right.
The plot is all right.
Luca's better.
It's all right.
Is Luca better?
I don't know. I don't know.
It was basically.
I didn't love Luca.
Luca is better.
You look at the entire
My taste in Pixar movies is right. Ratatouille.
You looked at the sea and said, "Is that the iPhone?"
They should put Ratatouille.
I said the wrong tower. I got the DVD.
Ratatouille is not even underrated. I see people talk about it all the time.
Still.
But not enough.
Yeah, exactly. Not enough.
What have you guys been watching? I can start. I haven't watched anything amazing, I don't think. We watched a movie called Serenity, which is there's a television show called Firefly. It was science fiction about these kind of like bandits. It's kind of like Guardians of the Galaxy, but with less alien races. But it's got a neat sort of vibe where it's sort of like a Western, but it takes place in the future. And the show didn't even last one season, but it had this kind of cult following. And so eventually, after it was canceled, somehow they managed to make a movie that sort of wrapped up the story. And so we watched that. It's kind of fun. And then watched the most recent Agatha Christie Poirot movie, which was A Haunting in Venice. It was kind of fun. I didn't know it was a Halloween-y sort of movie, but it was a pretty fun kind of ghost story, murder mystery kind of thing. Has anybody seen the other Agatha Christie ones, like Murder on the Orient Express and Death on the Nile? No?
Seen the Polar Express.
Okay. I think this might be my favorite of them.
Apparently Nicolas Cage wants to say bye to adios to movies.
Oh, okay. And he's going to try TV.
Yeah.
Do you think that means that he's having a hard time finding movies to be in, and so he's just going to settle for television?
Maybe.
They should make Willy's behind the show.
Yes,
he just travels from town to town,
yeah,
cleaning places.
Yes. Oh, that'd be so great.
Drinking pop and cleaning places.
That'd be so good.
What's the name of the pop?
I can't remember.
I feel like it was something like Smash.
Yeah, I think so. Like Punch or something?
Yeah,
Smash,
it was
like
some
that.
Sort of like sound effect word, I think. Do you think it'd come up?
Yeah, what is the drink that is in Willy's Wonderland?
Because that could be the name of the show.
Yeah, it could. Wait. Punch.
What? Punch.
It's pretty close.
That's
the right realm.
Fairly
there.
Generic. What's his name?
His character
does
name?
Does he have. He doesn't speak, so do they even know his name?
I don't know.
I don't think he has.
The janitor.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he would never tell anyone.
Okay, what's a better name for a show, The Janitor or Punch?
I feel like Punch.
Okay.
Maybe.
The janitor's too on the nose.
Yeah.
People need to not know what they're getting themselves into. Okay. It's just him cleaning for an hour every episode.
I feel like all the, like, hardcore Willy's Wonderland fans will, like, appreciate the, I don't know, would appreciate Punch better.
Okay. How many hardcore fans of Willy's Wonderland are there?
Maddie.
Okay.
If there's zero fans, I'm dead.
Yeah.
You should start, like, a fan group.
I should. No, because it literally wouldn't cost that much to do a show of him just cleaning. It would just be him. And you just gotta get a dirty place. They'd pay him to clean it up.
How about instead of like a show, it's just him like actually cleaning houses.
It's not the same. It has to be as dirty as
no, but place. like dirty houses. Like he's helping people out.
Oh yeah, like the houses of like people who like hoard stuff. Yeah. So it's like I like that. I like watching people clean out houses like that. And if it's
but
Nick
it's just
Cage
Nicholas,
doing it.
Yeah.
Okay, what have the rest of you been watching?
I have a theme that will become apparent. I watched How the Grinch Stole Christmas, I watched Shrek the Halls, I watched Hell on the Shelf, which was so bad, but so
Hell
good.
On the Shelf?
Yeah, it's about an elf on the shelf that is, like, possessed, except it's a crystal methany elf.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Yeah, it's really high budget, looks really good, sounds really good. If you watch the trailer, the music in it is so good. The trailer gives you a good idea of what the rest of the movie's like, because it's great.
Okay.
No, because on the cover they have a real elf on the shelf, but it's not that elf in the movie.
They couldn't get the...
Get the rights. Except they're using it for the promotion.
Yeah, that's so weird.
But yeah, I really enjoyed that movie.
It looks really bad.
Really good. The trailer is
so
really
bad.
Good.
You take the dirt.
You gotta hear the music in it.
It's like
and it's continuous throughout the whole thing. And also, because it's supposed to be like a donkey.
Deck the halls with death. That's the tagline. Deck the halls with death.
No, because I think it's supposed to be like a documentary of them filming, but at times there's just a third person filming them and they never address it that like it's not them recording them. So I don't know, it was really good.
I looked up Christmas horror movies and the Muppet Christmas Carol.
Hell on a Shelf, or Hell on the Shelf, mm-hmm. currently has 3.5 out of 10.
Oh, that's good.
Oh, yeah. 10. I thought it was out of 5, and I was like,
whoa. It's, it's so high budget that there's not even a single picture of anybody involved in it.
How did you even find it?
Because
like,
I was looking
where did
for,
you find it?
Because I was looking just for, like, Christmas horror movies, and it just, like, showed up, and I was like, I'm gonna watch that.
Okay. IMDb, it's giving me suggestions that if I liked Hell on the Shelf, I might also like House Squatch, like a Sasquatch in a house, or Sharkula, like
good.
A shark Dracula, and here's a really good one, Camp Murder.
Camp Murder. I
wonder
what that's about.
Or Yule Log. Oh, this looks like an adult Elf on the Shelf.
I just found a movie called Ginger Dead that, Man please? Versus Evil Bong.
What?
Which one?
Oh, yeah.
We should watch that. Can that looks so good.
I'm like cosplay on for that one.
We should watch Hell on the Shelf for our last
I think I have to watch
theater.
This. It's on... Oh, but you need... Yeah, it's on Amazon Prime. Where all the good movies are.
Yeah. I watched that. And
this
I watched trailer. Frosty the Snowman, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and I watched Buried, which was alright. And then I watched the first Home Alone and the second Home Alone.
Do you have a favorite Home Alone?
Probably the first one. I know people love the second one, but I like the first one a lot, too.
I like the first one. Mm-hmm.
Just watch the Hell on the Shelf trailer. It reminds me of, like,
did you
like the way that they're recording reminds me of Sam and Colby.
Mm, I love Sam and Colby so much.
Did you listen to the music?
You have to listen to the music. Play the music out loud.
Because stupid NW. Tandem is great, but.
Okay, bring it closer to the microphone.
Turn it up, turn it up.
It's like that throughout the whole movie. The blankets. Oh, that part was really good. When he holds the elf to his neck and goes. That's how he dies, RIP.
Spoilers! Come on.
They have it in the trailer!
Come on, buddy! I thought he was gonna live.
What is
that? You could make music like that.
I was just gonna say, that's exactly what my music sounds like.
Yeah, just submit that and then.
I think I'm gonna watch Sharkula.
Sharkula? Is it?
The curse of Count Dracula lives on in shark-infested waters, claiming the lives of a tourist community. A sea hunt for the new species results in monsters, madness, and bloodshed. This great white is putting the bite back into terror, and it has help with the aid of new vampires intent on seeing it survive. Oh, wow.
You say it's putting the bite back in terror? Isn't it supposed to be a word that's like within the word when you say that?
I think so.
Okay,
but
so.
But you can't spell terror without bite.
Oh my god, that
it
was
has
awful.
T&T.
Oh no.
It looks really good.
We should watch
so
that.
It
looks great. Sure.
I like the bat. Yeah.
That looks so good.
I think we could make something that might look this good.
Mm-hmm. I think we could too.
that's what it's
gonna
look like.
It's a
pretty high bar though.
It is. What's the budget for Sharkula?
Okay. So you were on a Christmas kick. Is that the the theme?
Yeah. I was trying to be happy, make it feel like Christmas.
Okay. You guys?
I watched Elf last month.
Last month?
Yeah, last month. 2 days ago, what did I watch? Krampus. I watched Krampus. And, last night I just watched an episode of The Big Bang Theory for like the 800th time.
I haven't watched anything recently.
So you just sit there?
Well, I've just been watching YouTube. I don't know.
What have you been watching on YouTube?
Anything.
Anything. I mean, we need to. What's
anything.
Your genre of.
Entertainment?
You know,
yeah,
you
know. Just, I don't know, just whatever's on there.
What's on there?
Everything.
What's on there?
Literally everything.
What's on
the
there?
Internet. Listen, Welcome to the Internet by Bo Burnham.
I have!
I haven't watched anything new, but can I talk about something I'm really excited for?
Yes!
The Percy Jackson series is coming out on December 20th.
Okay.
I don't have Disney Plus though, so I can't watch it, but I'm so excited.
You could try using a totally legal website.
Get someone to share their password.
Okay.
I have just been watching a bunch of shows. I keep like starting shows, and my Netflix, it doesn't do the thing that most Netflix accounts do where it like asks you if you're still watching, so it just keeps playing. So I'll like fall asleep watching a show and then it'll just play all night, and then I wake up and then I don't feel like putting it where I left off before I went to sleep. So I've kind of just been like half watching shows and like skipping most of the episodes, but just watching whatever's on.
So you're hypnopedically binging through.
Yeah, like I've watched like 5 shows in a week, but I'm not actually watching them because they're just playing all day. But I started rewatching Gilmore Girls. And The Good Place.
I love The Good Place.
Me too. I've watched it a couple times.
And I love Lorelai.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too. She's my fave. And then, what else did I start watching? God, I don't know. I feel like I haven't done the podcast in a while. I don't know if I talked about Five Nights at Freddy's or not.
No.
Did I? No. I went and saw Five Nights at Freddy's.
Mm-hmm. With these guys?
Yeah.
And?
I thought it was such a good time. Loved it. I don't know any of the lore or anything.
I love Five Nights at Freddy's so much. Like, huge fan. Like, it's bad.
Have you seen the movie?
Pardon?
Have you seen the movie?
I saw it opening night and then the next night and then I bought it off eBay.
Did you like it?
I loved it. I watched it like three or four times.
Movie theater experience ever.
The movie I love the movie theater experience. Like, with like the whole crowd like interacting with the movie.
We didn't have.
Yeah, no one was. That was like the first time in a while that no one was talking.
I know.
Really, because I have a video somewhere. I don't know if I can find it, but when you give me spoilers, as anybody. Want to see it, and they haven't.
I think you're fine.
All right. So when like when Springtrap like walks in, like the whole crowd started clapping and yelling. Boom!
Oh my god!
And then when Corey Kenshin came on.
Oh my god!
Oh god! Like there's like this group of boys, like teenage boys, and they're like, Corey Kenshin, my lover, I love you.
Yeah.
And then, like, it was like the whole crowd really interacted with it, and it was amazing. Like when she got stabbed.
Found a rock player.
Oh yeah, someone was dressed up as Markiplier. The bite of 87, like his reaction to their face.
Markiplier should have been in the movie.
He should have. So Jack Black should have been too. Come on, I wanted to see him.
He should have sang.
Oh, nice and pretty. No, yeah, I really liked it. I thought it was a fun time. What else have I watched? I don't know. I honestly can't think of much. I went to a concert. Went and saw the 1975. They
How
were
was it?
Good. I forced my sister to go with me. And she liked it, even though she doesn't like them that much. But it was
Were
like
you
a whole
with Julia.
She wasn't allowed to go. Her parents didn't let her go.
Mm.
So Haley had to go.
What do you like out of a live show? Do you like the band to sound like they do in recordings? Do you want them to do something different? Do you like when they do little like preambles about the song before they perform them?
Honestly, I don't know, for them I thought their songs sounded better live, but I feel like they didn't like change that much about them. So I don't know. I like when they have like cool like stage effects. I like when they interact with like the audience and stuff. I don't know.
I like when they perform a song, but they do it differently than the recording.
Yeah.
So, like, they take, like, a fast song and they turn it into a ballad, or they do it in, like, a different genre.
Yeah, that's what, I went to see one of the members of One Direction, and he sang, like, some One Direction songs, but he has a bit more of a rock sound now, so he kind of rockified the One Direction songs, and I thought that was really cool. So I like when they do that. I like when, I don't know, I think it's really cool when they play like unreleased songs and stuff like that too.
Covers? Do you like it when they do?
Yeah, I like covers. I don't mind them. Yeah, and then they had a really cool like stage setup and stuff.
I love at
that
one.
And I thought that was really cool. And like he did this whole thing. He had like a whole naked replica of himself lying on the ground at one point. It was really weird and I didn't expect
Did
it.
Did he use it?
Well,
did they snuggle?
Well, he like, I have a photo or something. I might have, let me find it quick.
He didn't eat any raw meat on the stage.
Yeah, he used to eat raw meat on the stage and he didn't do that.
Okay.
But let me
Iggy Pop used to cover himself with bologna.
Oh yeah. I think it's so cool. I don't know, when people, it's like, I don't know. Wait.
It's artistic.
Exactly.
They just don't get it.
There's a guy named Mike Patton. He used to do bowel movements on stage.
Oh yeah.
And then he would pee on the audience.
That's a little bit creative. Concerning. Mm-hmm. There's kind of a whole controversy because Youngblood was like spitting beer on people.
That was dramatic. I think
like
that's
he
fine.
Kind of got like canceled. Because
people there are aware that he's gonna do that.
No, exactly. They probably like
people
it,
just
to
love
be
to
honest. No, I know. Okay, I don't know. I don't know where my video went.
That's okay. I believe
yeah.
that he had a naked
he kind of like
himself.
Like he kind of like it was like lying in the fetal position. And then he went on the other side and also laid in the fetal position.
Okay.
It's really interesting.
Does he
and
want
then
a twin?
Yeah, I don't know, maybe. Maybe he was supposed to be a twin, and then he, like, absorbed it in the womb. Oh. And it was, like, a statement about that. No, I don't know. Yeah. Yeah. Super fun. Love concerts. So excited to see Oliver Tree. He's my next one.
That's gonna be so good.
Are you going?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maddie's.
That was the reason that we're going.
Yeah.
I
don't listen
so much.
To him.
I hate on
but
him
Maddie's
so much.
Like.
He is like, amazing. I love him so much. Yeah.
Did
so
you
silly.
See the kid that got his, like, the awful, awful.
He's my coworker!
That is. His name is Russell. Oh
I
my
know.
God. I used to go to elementary school with him, and he did it because it was a dare, and
yeah,
then he came
yeah,
to school
with
the. With
the
glasses!
The
glasses
I saw that. I was like, oh my god.
And then he made a bet with the same kid, I think, again. And it's like this time the other kid has to get like a skullet or something like that.
Oh my
if the,
God.
Like, what? For skullet. The bet, I don't even know. Because I overhear their conversations on my bus and it's weird.
I think Maddie should get that haircut for the concert.
For the concert, yeah. That's not even his haircut anymore. It's a longer
oh,
haircut.
Oh, yeah.
So he has to
do
the bowl cut
that
mullet
then.
For a while.
Actually so bad.
He switches it up every album.
Don't
you want to be a hater.
A lot of people like
he has the black.
I'm not a hater.
No, because literally, Milly Martinez like came out big.
No,
like,
I know,
Recycle
I know.
Isn't
I,
about
I know, I'm...
He doesn't have a haircut. We looked up pictures of Scotland.
Wait, what? Yeah.
That is so bad. Skulls are actually.
You should
get
I think
that
yeah.
Bad.
I was just gonna say that's what you should get.
Yeah.
Or yeah.
Or they said like something about also a reverse mohawk.
That's my.
Like,
that's my.
That would be good.
That's
too.
My passion for your hair is to do the
reverse
mohawk. Yeah.
Okay.
Both of those are solid options.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll do it in the summer.
It's
would you?
Here.
I'll do it the week before summer.
It's like a graduation.
I've wanted to shave my head, but I've never had the guts.
Like bald or like?
Well, well this
like
isn't full
buzz.
Commitment. This is just.
Yeah, just the middle. If you don't like it, then you can just part it.
For real.
Oh, and leave the rest exactly the way that it is?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just shave. Okay.
There it's dyed.
Oh, you went
God.
Is that
God.
A full picture?
Dyed reverse.
Full picture.
Yeah, it can be you.
There's a picture like that.
Or you can do like you shave the middle and then you shave the sides so you have two strips.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Go.
Oh yeah, like the
could I
double
mohawk
hair?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you could do liberty spikes with like the hair that
oh,
you
yeah.
have left. You could just do liberty spikes. In fact, you'll need a lot of hair gel though for that.
Or like
use
the headband,
whites.
You shave everything except for like the strip.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah. And then you should grow
like
your facial hair so
that it's
like all just
your hair. That's a good
idea. Or a
okay.
Yeah, it's like
all right, egg. I think we should probably put this podcast to bed because we have gone off the rails. Okay. Next week we'll do The Shining, and then last week before the holidays we'll do Krampus.
Slay.
Or unless we do Silent Night.
Wait, Violent Night? We should do Violent Night.
It's such a good time. Yeah. I love
it
some David Harbour.
I feel like
for
we
real.
Need something like light.
Yeah, like that.
Krampus
is
pretty light.
Is it? I haven't
yeah.
watched it.
Neither
have
I.
Okay.
Have you seen Violent Night?
No, I think my mom was going to see it and she didn't. Okay.
Maybe
it's
we'll
really
flip
good.
A coin. Violent Night or Krampus. I think Krampus is better. I do. I do. It doesn't have a shirtless David Harbour.
That's the issue.
Best part.
Exactly.
I think the best part was the first 5 minutes. And then after that
I forget
it went pretty
what
hard
happened.
Downhill.
It starts with like him in the bar.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I like Krampus too because it's like a comedy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like
yeah.
Scream.
Krampus was directed by the same guy that directed Trick or Treat.
Scary movie.
Okay. Alright. We will meet next week when we talk about Stanley Kubrick's The Shining. I'm excited.